Yo yo yo, what's good my fellow digital natives? Wiley Hart here, your daily dose of truth and self-care, straight up no filters, just facts. Today, we're diving deep into the rabbit hole that is social media and how it's messing with our mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to curated highlight reels of other people's lives? Yeah, me too. It's like a never-ending competition for likes and validation, and honestly, it's exhausting AF. So, let's break down this whole social media thing, shall we? First off, the constant pressure to be on and present online can seriously jack with your peace of mind. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram for, like, 5 minutes, but then suddenly it's been 2 hours and you haven't even blinked. That's not chill, people. Social media can be a total time suck, leaving you feeling drained and disconnected from the real world. Number 2. FOMO, the fear of missing out, is basically social media's best friend. Seeing everyone else living their seemingly perfect lives online can trigger anxiety and make you question your own experiences. It's like a constant reminder that you're not doing enough, seeing enough, or being enough. Newsflash. Nobody's life is actually that picture perfect, so don't let social media fool you. Next up, the comparison game is a toxic cycle we all fall into at some point. We start comparing our behind-the-scenes struggles to everyone else's highlight reels, leading to feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. Stop doing that, fam. You're awesome just as you are. Remember, social media is curated content. The real deal is happening in your own backyard, not on someone's carefully constructed online persona. Speaking of online personas, remember that people often present a distorted version of themselves online. They might be showing off their accomplishments, travels, or relationships to impress others, but it doesn't necessarily reflect their true reality. Don't fall into the trap of thinking everyone else has it figured out. They don't. We all have our own unique journeys and struggles, and that's what makes us human. And finally, let's talk about cyberbullying. It's a serious issue that can have devastating consequences for mental health. The anonymity of the internet can embolden people to say hurtful things they wouldn't dare say in person. Remember, words can have a powerful impact, so always treat others with kindness and respect both online and offline. Think about that last time you scrolled through TikTok and saw someone being brutally mocked or judged for something totally harmless. We've all been there. It's like a virtual jungle out there, man. So, how do we navigate this digital minefield without losing our sanity? Well, it's not easy, but here are some real-world tips. Imagine you're scrolling through your feed and suddenly see a post that triggers those FOMO or comparison feelings. Take a step back. Remember, that picture-perfect vacation post is just a snapshot of someone's life. The rest of their story might be filled with struggles and challenges just like yours. Instead of letting it get you down, focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique accomplishments. You know how sometimes you wake up feeling super inspired and motivated? Use those moments to create content that reflects your authentic self, not some idealized version you think people want to see. Share your passions, talents, or even just your hilarious daily struggles, whatever feels genuine to you. And don't be afraid to turn off notifications and take breaks from social media when you need them. Your mental health is worth it. Remember, the goal isn't to abandon social media altogether. That would be like telling Gen Z to give up their phones. No way. It's about using it mindfully and creating a healthy balance. So, next time you find yourself scrolling endlessly, ask yourself, is this adding value to my life? Or am I just feeding into a cycle of comparison and anxiety? If it's the latter, hit that mute button, put down your phone, and go live your best life offline. Trust me, your brain and your social battery will thank you for it. That's a wrap for today's dose of self-care truth bombs. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast if you found this helpful. And hey, let's keep the conversation going. DM me your thoughts on social media's impact on mental health or tag me in your own TikTok takes. Remember, we're all in this together, so let's support each other and prioritize our well-being. Peace out, fam.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.